Phillies and the Mets wrapping up their 2017 campaigns. Noah Syndergaard on a strict pitch count on Sunday, but in limited action, Thor looked good.
Swing and a miss. Williams goes down on strikes.
Inside corner, ball cut at the last moment. Two strikeouts for Syndergaard. Down the left field line. Does it have enough height? It is gone! Three-run rocket off the bat of Mikel Franco. And the Phils are on top 3-0. Bounces it up the first base line. A run will score. What the heck was that? What is going on? 5-0. Phillies on top. Out to center field. That is well hit. That's going to be an extra base hit, and it is gone.
Should
be gone. It's rolling along the warning track. It's not going to matter. Williams is around third. He's heading for home. It's a home run no matter how you cut it. 11-0 Phillies. I thought it went over that little half fence, but it doesn't matter. And an inside the park home run for Nick Williams.
The Phillies pound the Mets 11-0. Terry Collins officially resigned as Mets manager after the game, but will remain with the team in a front office role. The Mets finish up 70-92. They missed the postseason for the first time in 3 years. The Phillies wrap up 66-96. They've missed the postseason for 6 straight years. It was a disappointing 66-win campaign for the Phillies in 2017, but they did go out with quite the bang as they pummeled the Mets on Sunday in their season finale by a score of 11-0. Here is Philly skipper Pete McCannon.
What a way to end that game with an inside-the-park home run, huh? Great day for the Phillies, great day for me. It was really special, probably one of the best days of my career. I can't remember all the run scoring, but it's been a special day for me.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I had a little bit to add to the little bit of success we had, but the one thing that I'm real happy about is the fact that the players didn't quit. They played hard and played with energy. And for that, I'm real proud of the guys and the coaching staff. You know, I'd like to throw a little praise to the coaches who really continue to work hard even in a dismal situation earlier in the year, and they deserve a lot of credit. Well, you know what? I think what happened is that some of the players that were with us from the beginning showed improvement, and then with the emergence of a couple of the young guys, they gave us a spurt of energy and created a little bit of a more positive attitude and looking towards the future. And I think you combine those two things, and there's a lot of things that we can feel good about going into next year.